Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome to hour number three, Joe Messina in the chair here for Joe is Dave, Whiskey Dave, and it is a pleasure being with you. You can check us out at joemessina.com. And I will be chatting for this next hour about several different things. I want to talk about why 2024 can be possibly California versus Florida. Why the next presidential election is going to come down to Florida versus California and the two competing visions for this country. It's not so far-fetched anymore. It's becoming more real every single day, especially as we see Joe, who is talking to dead people in the audience, apparently. I'm not going to play that. You've seen it. I'm sure you just heard it at the top of the hour. Awful. Awful. I'm... Joe, you know, there is, okay, I am going to play a little bit of this. So the reporter, I'm sorry, so Joe Biden he called out for a dead congresswoman at this executive conference today on hunger, nutrition, and health. And Biden was searching the crowd for Representative Jackie Orlowski, who was the Indiana representative, who died last month in a vehicle accident. I'm sure you saw it on the news. And he was searching the crowd for her. And, okay, we know about Joe. He's not all there. He's not copus mentis. We know this. But when several, I got to give credit to the White House press pool at this point. Several journalists asked about the mistake at a press conference today. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president was acknowledging Orlowski's incredible work by bringing the conference to fruition before her death. She said he had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday, arguing, and this is the word that she used, that Orlowski was at the top of mind, at the top of mind, at the top of mind. She answered this question for 7 minutes. You can find it online. I'm just going to play you a little bit of it right here.
Indication might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind. This wasn't what we were able to witness today and what the president was able to lift up in this at this conference, at this event, was how her her focus on wanting to.
So she continues. And she got several questions. The journalists weren't having any of this. They weren't having any of this. Pressed even further by another reporter as to why Biden appeared to be expecting Walorski in the audience, Jean-Pierre again used the phrase top of mind three more times and said the conference was such an important event in part because of congressional champions who helped bring out the event. I don't think it's all that unusual that Walorski was on Biden's mind, she said. Okay. Can you at least be honest that Joe messed up? Why is it that you have to do whatever this president does, even when he makes a massive mistake like this, calling out a dead person in the audience? Jackie? 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 Are you there? Where's Jackie? The woman died last month. The White House press secretary should just come out and say it was a mistake. It's like they came up with this phrase in the back office before she comes out to the press pool and says, okay, we're going to just say that she was clearly on top of mind. Top of mind. I don't even know what that means. Okay, he's thinking about her? Okay, so why is he calling? If he's thinking about her, then he should realize that the woman is dead because we know she's dead. It's because Joe's not there, and they cannot admit this. They cannot simply admit to the American people that the President of the United States has dementia. Jackie? Jackie? Where's Jackie? If we didn't have a massive hurricane happening right now, in the southeast, this is all everybody would be talking about right now. I mean, this is an election killing moment. And I bet you're probably saying, well, I'm used to it. I guess I'm not, I don't think it's that big of a deal. That's how bad it is. Because if you are used to this, the President of the United States is talking to dead people. Or doesn't realize that the person that he's honoring is dead, even though he knows she's dead? This is the scary stuff right now. And this is why Joe Biden, I don't think he's going to be running for re-election. So who is going to be going in 2024? We'll talk about that after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Are you ready for Gavin Newsom, folks? Are you ready for Gavin Newsom? A lot of people don't even know who he is today. But this is what we're going to be talking about this next couple of segments here, because we are looking at a situation here, by the way, with Dave in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. Check out Joe at joemessina.com. Gavin Newsom is, he is impressing the Democrats right now. Democrat insiders like somebody that can get up and fight and blast the Republicans. And so behind closed doors right now, there is discussion that this might be a Florida versus California 2024 election. This is assuming that Biden and Donald Trump choose not to run or are beaten in the primaries. The likely result will be a battle between Newsom and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I don't know if Ron DeSantis has formally said that he's running either. I'd love for him to run. I think he is the best leader right now in politics. I think that he's got Trump's fight. And what is necessary, you should have heard him dressing down a CNN correspondent today who was starting to, you know, second guess his emergency reaction. He's doing a phenomenal job in Florida right now. But the election can present voters with a choice. It's going to be a blueprint for the nation. Will it be of California or Florida? Both states are completely different. So as we were talking about in the last segment, Joe Biden is just non-copus mentis. The man is gone. His shelf life has expired. The man is a fossil. And the problem for the Democrats is that their bench for potential candidates for 2024 is it doesn't really exist. It's remarkably shallow. You got Kamala Harris, vice president, highly unpopular, right? She was an absolute, she just fizzled out in the 2020 primary. She didn't get one electoral vote. And if she wasn't a black woman, she would have never have been invited to join Joe Biden on the ticket. Elizabeth Warren can't even carry her home state of Massachusetts. Remember she ran as well in 2020. You've got Pete Buttigieg, who's now the transportation secretary. He'd probably have a lot of trouble bringing together the traditional Democrat coalition. You know, his image is definitely been wounded. The man took extended paternity leave, right? While the nation was suffering a massive supply chain crisis, unprecedented supply chain crisis, and he decided the man who was running the Department of Transportation decided that he needed to take family leave because he gave birth or his husband gave birth. How does that even work? Why do you need maternity leave or paternity leave? Anyway, that's a whole other discussion. Maybe the left wing wants to wheel out 81-year-old Bernie Sanders again. But his odds of getting through the primaries are slim. And, maybe 10 years ago, Bernie Sanders could have gotten this lot. He came close in 2016, and we know what Hillary Clinton did to him in the 2016 election. She took a hatchet to his knees like, you know, Galooly from, you know, Nancy Kerrigan days. Tanya Harding, you know what I'm talking about if you're of a certain age. So who does that leave? Enter the California governor. Newsom's tenure has produced literally disaster after disaster after disaster. The city that he was once mayor of is a shell of its former self. I used to love going to San Francisco. I love the city. It's beautiful. Like movies where I can separate my politics from the actor that I'm watching. I enjoy the beauty of the city. But today, San Francisco is a walking cesspool. It is a tepid cesspool of filth and drugs and crime. If you go up there with your car and you leave it on the street, there's a really strong likelihood that your window's going to be busted out. So his politics and track record in California are not great. We've got energy crisis, we've got homeless crisis, we've got unaffordable housing, we've got massive crime, we've got DAs that are not putting away criminals. We've got the highest taxes in the country, the highest gas prices in the country. And Democrats are now looking towards Gavin Newsom as being the representation of the future of the Democrat Party. Now, on the right coast, literally, the other side of the aisle, you've got Florida's DeSantis. And he's represented the standard bearer of conservative politics today. Listen, when he became governor in 2019, Donald Trump was president. And he united the different factions of the conservative party, many of which were split because of Donald Trump. And he might not have to worry whether Trump will run again.
He might not have to. Let's be honest about this. Even if Donald Trump decides to run, if he's under indictment or whatever else is going to be happening with this DOJ investigation, and who the heck knows on that, what's going to happen with Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, I believe, right? He's got a lot of legal problems. But DeSantis is already showing significant momentum over Trump, whose polling numbers are now actually really down. Trump, that is. And the recent track records of California and Florida under Newsom and DeSantis, forget about the person, let's take a look at the record of the states. That's what people are going to be relying upon. Through multiple measures, including economic prosperity, energy, crime, population growth, Ron DeSantis is killing it right now. He's winning on all of them. Yes, California has the beauty of the state. It has the climate. And it is absolutely the best place on earth to live. It really is. As I was saying in the first hour, just come back from wine country with my girlfriend. It's Central California, stunningly beautiful. Morro Bay, Paso Robles, the hills, the vineyards, the ocean, it's stunning. Florida isn't so much. The humidity and obviously, you know, the weather that we're seeing right now happening. But the economic prosperity, the energy, the lack of crime or less crime, all of that is going to be counting. So I want to talk about this and how this is going to actually be laying itself out after we get through the November midterms, because we may be just looking at a California v. Florida election. More coming up here, Real Side Radio, Dave in the Chair. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Authorities are searching for a 42-year-old convicted bomb maker who escaped from a Nevada prison where he was serving a life sentence for a deadly 2007 explosion outside a Las Vegas strip resort. Governor Steve Sisolak ordered an investigation into the incident. Officials did not realize until Tuesday morning that the man was missing. The House January 6th committee scheduled for Wednesday has been postponed because of Hurricane Ian. The hearing was anticipated to be the last before the committee releases a final report of its findings and recommendations by the end of the year. Switzerland's glaciers are melting like never before. This is all according to an academic study released found. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Hey, folks. Last half hour of hour number three here. It is a pleasure being with you tonight for Joe Messina. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And, you know, listen, I was talking before the break that we're looking at a situation here where there is a very real likelihood that we could see a Gavin Newsom, Ron DeSantis 2024 campaign. And I'm telling you this right now because of, you know, obviously the growing concern regarding Joe Biden's mental, let's call it questionable stability. I mean, it's not questionable to me anymore. Again, the man was calling for ghosts today. It's pretty scary stuff. I don't know what's going to happen with Donald Trump. You know, he could easily be running. I think he plans on running. He did a very long interview last week with Sean Hannity, and it sounds like he's not letting any of the concerns regarding the DOJ or Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, concerns. She's suing him for $250 million. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump just landed again on the richest 400 Americans on the Forbes list today. He was off of it last year, but due to selling some hotels and some other assets that he has that have appreciated over the last year, he's back on the top 400 list. They peg him about $3.7 billion in net worth. Donald Trump said during the 2016 campaign that he was worth $10 billion, and everybody laughed at him. But Forbes has him back on the top 400 richest Americans now. So I'm sure Donald Trump is happy about that, for whatever that's worth. Okay, so we don't know what's going to happen with Trump. He's got legal issues. He's got clouds hanging over his head. He might be running, and he might win the nomination. I don't know. But I will tell you that he has a tremendous amount more baggage than somebody like Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis is very appealing to, I think, a lot more people on the right of center or independent side than Donald Trump has. Listen, I said this last week, and some people don't like it. I get it. Ron DeSantis has the Donald Trump fight without the clinical narcissism. Point blank. That's it. I don't know how you can argue with that. And I like Donald Trump, and I loved his policies, and I thought he was a good president when it came to implementing his policies and fighting the swamp, all of that. But Ron DeSantis is polling higher now than Donald Trump. But what about the left? And if the left takes a look at their very shallow bench, as I was talking about before the break, they might end up with Governor Gavin Newsom, who is proving to the left that he can have a public slugfest with governors of Texas, of Florida, over immigration and abortion, and he's getting that notoriety now. He's starting to get national attention. And perhaps maybe even more importantly, assuming he has further political aspirations, which I believe he does, the man looks like he was, you know, born to be a politician. He's just his looks. His more aggressive demeanor is now endearing himself to influential Democratic insiders. According to McClatchy, Washington Bureau, Larry Drake, who's the chairman of the Rockingham County, New Hampshire Democrat Committee, he says, "I'm glad he's speaking up. I like that. Activists will notice." And Scott Brennan, Iowa Democrat National Committee man and former state party chairman, says, "I certainly noticed." The California governor's moves, which include billboard and television ads blasting Republicans in GOP-dominated states, fuel speculation that all this is a prelude to a future presidential bid. Now, Newsom has said his chances he'll run for president in 2024 are sub-zero, but his most recent actions are doing enough to get into the conversation. So what would it look like if we have California v. Florida? Newsom v. DeSantis. And as I mentioned before the break, the recent track records of California and Florida under Newsom and DeSantis are the tale of completely different directions that this country can go in. California can't even keep its own electrical grid running right now. And yet it's busy banning the sale of new gasoline cars, as well as natural gas furnaces and boilers. California wants these internal combustion cars gone in the next 13 years. But is warning its residents right now, we had a heat wave a couple of weeks ago, not to charge their electric cars since the state can't handle the power demands. Okay, so in 13 years, that the new grid is going to exist? How will this work for the state in a decade when new gas cars are banned and the state's energy deficit is worse? There's little doubt that Newsom will pursue similar, foolish, and dangerous energy policies nationwide if he and when he would become president. And as I mentioned to you, it isn't just the grid. California, under Gavin Newsom, has the highest gas prices in the nation, ranks number 40 in the nation in K-12 education, number 48 in personal freedom, and is home to the fifth highest state and local tax burden in the nation. In 2020, California had a violent crime rate significantly higher than the national average, while Florida's was significantly lower. And it's only gotten worse since then. Sacramento just reported a 7.2% increase in homicides from 2020 to 2021. That's Gavin Newsom's hometown right now. That's where he works. That's where he lives. By the way, there was a 2.9% decrease in homicide arrests. You've got these Soros-funded. You've got these guys, these AGs, they're out there. They're not doing their job. The violent crime rate surged 6.7% during the same period, while arrests declined by 7.3%. All of this happening while municipalities such as San Francisco haven't arrested anyone in almost half of the crimes reported, and shoplifting below $950 effectively has been decriminalized. Families are forced to live in increasingly unsafe neighborhoods, all while the state is actively restricting their Second Amendment rights to self-protection. Add it together and you can start to understand why Newsom's California is also the number one state that residents are leaving. Florida is like a completely opposite image. It's the state attracting the most
new entries and is astonishingly well run under DeSantis. I watched the press conference earlier today, how he's handling FEMA to deal with the storm. He's got thousands of linemen, trucks waiting to be greenlit to go out and start fixing the infrastructure. As soon as the gusts are below 45 miles an hour, which it will be in certain parts of the state tomorrow, while other parts of the state will get hit, they're going to start fixing things immediately. Florida just announced a major working class tax cut, especially impressive for a state with no personal income tax. States' low taxes have not affected the budget negatively. In fact, Florida currently has a massive $22 billion surplus. And DeSantis is bulking up the state's rainy day fund. Now, the tax burden in California is about 50% higher than the average in Florida. Florida has a staggeringly low 2.7% unemployment rate. California is 50% higher, tying for 38th place nationwide at 4.1%. Florida boasts gasoline more than $2 per gallon less expensive than in California. California is near the bottom in personal freedom. Florida is number two. And let's not forget about the COVID pandemic. It revealed a huge, stark contrast between the governor's leadership and decision-making skills. DeSantis kept Florida open as much of the country was locked down, allowing citizens and businesses alike to make their own risk calculations. Florida exited the pandemic without clamping down on students' abilities to go to school, businesses' abilities to stay alive. And with economic and individual liberties intact, California, meanwhile, suffered the worst small business closure numbers in the country during the pandemic, and some students were kept out of school for more than a year. What a difference. We'll talk more when we come back here after the break. Realside Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
The discussion is continuing here at Realside Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight. The last almost three hours. We're going to be finishing up here at our last segment, and Joe will be back again tomorrow night. But we're having this discussion about Gavin Newsom versus potentially, Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis. And the reason that I'm talking about this, you may be wondering, is this, which is the latest in a long line of this type of example of why Joe Biden may not be running again in 2024.
So many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was. Help make this.
Jackie is dead. Jackie died a month ago. You know this. It is truly horrifying that this is the president of the United States. This is the man that can control every aspect of our country, from the military to the agencies, to the economy, to crime and safety, to our education, all of it. I mean, we all make mistakes, and when we talk, I do it all the time. You do it as well. But this is, like I said, if we didn't have a massive natural disaster happening right now, and my heart goes out to everybody from Fort Myers up, it's horrifying. There's literally sharks swimming down the streets in Southeast Florida right now. You can find it online. Sharks. People's houses, businesses are being destroyed. It's Armageddon. But if that wasn't happening tonight, the left would have to deal with this. They would have to answer to this. They would have to talk about the fact that Joe Biden has expired. His shelf life has expired. The man is a fossil. And we knew this in 2019, but we weren't allowed to talk about it. We knew it in 2020, and the media said it's ageism. We knew it in 2021, when he pulled out of Afghanistan. And allowed 13 of our troops to be murdered in one of the most horrifically bad run military adventures I've seen in my lifetime. We knew it when the economy literally just stumbled upon itself after having 4 incredible years of growth. We knew it when he decided that America should no longer be energy independent and we should go cap in hand to the Saudis, to the Russians. And by the way, this is an issue I wanted to talk about tonight, and I didn't get to it, but the CIA warned us about the possible attack on Nord Stream pipeline weeks ago. I don't know who it came from. There's folks that are out there that are saying it's the United States. There's others that are saying it's Russia. We don't know. We may never know. Every single metric this president has touched is abysmal. The Democrats are gleeful right now because they were able to pass on a purely partisan line the Inflation Reduction Act. And it doesn't reduce inflation. It's a disaster. 87,000 new, you know, tax agents. We spend billions upon billions on electrical cars. It's going to be Solyndra 2.0. Every single thing has been a mistake and a disaster. And yet, they're running him. They want him to run. If you got a Governor DeSantis running against a Governor Newsom, and both of that is conjecture right now, neither has stated that they will run. Newsom has said he wouldn't. Yet, it's interesting, a couple of months ago, he was at the White House actually measuring out the curtains. You remember that? You are talking about a vision for this country's future. What is the vision for this country? What is its future? California has rapidly descended in economy, in education, in crime, in housing affordability, in homelessness, in the cost of living, taxes. Every single metric in California has gone down. Everything. And Californians are living in an effectively one-party state. Newsom has been shielded from any responsibility and pumped full of federal emergency and stimulus funds to ruin what is left of what was once a great state. When I moved here in 1977, Ronald Reagan's California. Governor Brown, Jerry Brown, his father, the first, I should say, Jerry Brown the first time he ran, Linda Ronstadt time, he started to ruin it. It started 40 years of one-party rule. But competence is not what always wins elections. Ron DeSantis has not only the best record among the 50 governors, but also has the panache and the unique political foresight to walk his talk. If DeSantis should become the Republican nominee, voters across the country will have to ask themselves, which version of America do they want? Florida or California?
They want free markets, freedom, less crime, lower taxes, better education, safer streets, affordable housing, or the opposite. If you take a look at the U-Haul rental statistics, we already know what the answer is. People want freedom. And the only thing for most people in the state of California that's keeping people in California, besides the weather and the topography, most beautiful state in the nation, one of the most beautiful places on earth. You can't deny that. Stunning. It's driving up the coast on Highway 1. Stunning. 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 That's what's keeping people here besides family and work. If you're working in Hollywood, if you're working in Silicon Valley, if you're working in some form of defense contracting that's still in California, you can't leave. But for you to live in the state of California and live a decent middle class existence, if you're earning less than $150,000 a year, you're in trouble. I don't know how people do it. A basic starter home in the greater Los Angeles area is around $1 million. Remember $1 million used to be a lot of money? Remember the idea we all grew up with, one day I want to be a millionaire? Well, anybody that owns their own home in San Francisco, Bay Area, or Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, you're a millionaire. Do you feel like a millionaire? Do you? The idea that the results, the horrifyingly bad results of the state of California in every single metric could be spread across the country, that people would want that, tells me one of two things. Either A, people are highly uneducated, they have zero understanding of politics, and it's all about personalities for them. R versus D. Or B, then the country's lost. That people really, truly do want to be taken care of. From cradle to grave. The socialists win. And if Newsom or his ilk was to run and win in just 2 years from now, that would be the future. California would be the future of America without Highway 1 and the mountains and the oceans and the vineyards. How'd you like the socialism in your in your humid flatlands? That's the decision that a lot of people are going to be facing if we're looking at what many people are now starting to whisper, Florida versus California, the fight for 2024. I don't know. I think the decision is simple. I think it's easy. But then again, I'm not an idiot. I'd like to think I'm not. All right. Joe's going to be back tomorrow night. This was a pleasure speaking with you, as always. And don't forget to go to Joe's website at joemessina.com. He will be back, and as always, I'm sure you're looking forward to that. It was a pleasure. Thank you, Joe, for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts with you. We had some great guests tonight, and until next time, good night, America. Cheers.